Recorded live.
Welcome, everybody. This is Jeff Roney, and you are listening to Roney's Own Radio. And for the first time ever, we are now bi-coastal, by God. And my buddy, your buddy Bill, started the show just right now from his wonderful abode there in California. And I am in Florida at MGM Studios at the Star Wars weekend, the final one, unfortunately. But yeah, here we go. And I have Tony G here with me. Say hey, Tony.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Tony G's kind of soft-spoken because I think he's kind of broken up about this whole thing as the last Star Wars weekend, and he's a little sad. But that's okay. He is here. He is here. We have Saweetie on the line.
Yes, I'm here.
Is anybody else on the line?
Not yet. Not yet, unless we've got some stealth people dialing in.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is there is a parade going on in the background, so I'm going to wander this way away from the noise. And
well, while you're wandering, why don't I give them a little something about this. You guys are down at the MGM Studios in, is it Orlando, Florida?
That is correct.
All right. And in June of this year, each weekend, these are the Star Wars weekends, and from
yes.
their promo for it, it's Choose Your Destiny and Journey to a Galaxy Far, Far Away. Come face to face with your favorite Star Wars heroes and villains. Test your knowledge of trivia or take flight in Star Tours, the ultimate Star Wars adventure during Star Wars weekends at the Disney MGM Studios. Now, for those of you that haven't already partaken this year, and as Jeff mentioned, this is the last weekend for this year. On the first weekend, they had Karoo Lars and R2-D2 at Spawny Tees and Kenny Baker. The second weekend, we had Darth Maul and Boba Fett, the Boba Fett from Episode 2, Ray Park and Daniel Logan. Weekend 3, there was Boba Fett from other episodes. And Chewbacca, that was Jeremy Bullock and Peter Mayhew. And this weekend, weekend 4, oh my gosh, we have C-3PO and Wicket the Ewok, Anthony Daniels and Warwick Davis.
And did it say Jeff Roney will be there too?
It didn't mention that, but I think that's where it says surprise guests. They mentioned that celebrity appearances and surprise guests.
I see.
Exciting Star Wars weekend events. Can't wait to hear whether you've partaken in these. Jedi Training Academy. Audience
yes.
members can train with a Jedi Master and test their skills against Darth Vader and Darth Maul. The Star Tours attraction. Now, I've gone to the one out in Disneyland in California. Hopefully, this is just as good out there. Behind the Force. Get a behind-the-scenes look at the making of the films. Padawan Mind Challenge. Ooh, compete in a kid trivia contest complete with Star Wars prizes. And Hyperspace Hoopla. Join together with Star Wars characters and guests for an entertaining conclusion to each day's events. Wow, more than 40 Star Wars characters will be attending. They don't say which weekends, but you have a chance to see Anakin Skywalker, Captain Typho, Darth Sidious, Jedi Mickey.
Let's not give away all the surprises.
Oh,
at least some of them, you know. Okay. So,
and I want to mention one thing here, Jeff.
Yes.
Is that for people that are just joining in now, into the download, welcome to the Roney Zone. In the Roney Zone, we strive to entertain, inform, inspire, and engage, and sometimes enrage as we explore diverse topics and varied views across a wide spectrum of society.
Yes.
After the show, please visit us at RoneyZone.com for more about upcoming and past shows. Share your opinions freely. Our voicemail number is, I'll give that away later, our email is RoneyZone@gmail.com. Get comfortable. You're in the Roney Zone, perhaps in California, perhaps in Florida, perhaps in places around the world. And this afternoon's show is coming to you simulcast from both the lovely and talented Orange County, California, and the always attractive Orlando, Florida, where we're joining Mr. Jeff Roney, our fearless leader, on site, out in the field, spending oodles and oodles of our big budget to be there today. All right,
like
I'm done yapping for a while.
I'd like to thank my employer for making this possible. Anyway, so I'm here with Mr. Tony G. He is a true trooper indeed. He always looks impeccably dressed, very well together, and he doesn't look very haggard today, even though it's very hot and muggy. He looks very up and ready to go. But me, on the other hand, well, that's a whole nother story. So anyway, I was here doing some support for the software that I support. And so got up, got things together, and drove the short 20 miles to the MGM studios. Now, it is very hot today. And I was thinking, and I was going to kind of discuss with Tony, see, when you're a costume guest here at MGM Studios, I wonder if you realize when you fill out the form, I want to be a costume guest at Star Wars Weekend,
right,
that you realize I'm going to be cocooned in plastic, possibly black plastic,
yeah,
maybe white, but even white plastic, it gets pretty hot in the suit. I mean, it's one thing to go to a convention. It's another thing to be in 100-and-something heat with humidity.
But I think they're thinking maybe it's just going to be for one day.
Okay. All right. So maybe they're thinking it's just one day, but it is sweltering here today. But anyway, there's a lot of fun kids, you know, a lot of people dressing up. The question I have, Tony, is I wonder if the Force is not as strong with people if you can see through their cape. That's kind of what I'm wondering, is if maybe they bought the cape at, you know,
yeah,
like a Walmart on,
right,
Tatooine or something, that maybe got it from, you know, maybe a little offshore, you know, kind of work area there. But I don't think the Force is as strong. I wouldn't be as worried if I saw, you know, a Darth Maul coming at me and I could see through his cape. I go, you know what? I'm not even standing up. You know, just forget it. Okay. So anyway, has anyone else showed up? Jeff asked with anticipation. On the show?
Answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer, no, it's no. It's
yes.
No.
Excellent. Well, so we're kind of moving our way down. We're actually across the street from the commissary, and we moved away from the main Star Wars area because there's a parade there. And as much as I like ambiance, I didn't want loud ambiance. So anyway, there's a young brother beating up a kid in a wheelchair. There's so many things to see here in Florida. Anyway,
there aren't as many costume people on this side, though.
That's true. Yeah, there were some moments of taking some photos here, and I think they moved them off.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll probably take another stroll. But yes, you know, the fact is, we started the show remotely at your buddy Bill's house. And I'm on a cell phone, so, you know, we're kind of, there have been other tests by other podcast hosts of remote shows in a car and everything, but this is, you know, truly remote. I mean, next we have to do it, like, out of the country or something. That would be really incredible. And Marco Tita, you need to join the show. I just want to put that in there. Just, you know, just to see, you know, maybe, whatever. But anyway, so... you know, for those of you who think the Star Wars is kind of a dying thing, there's a bunch of people here. The only people dying are the people that are here in the heat. But there's a lot of people here.
And as I said, there were a lot of people here yesterday.
Yeah. So, but anyway, it is. They are celebrating the Star Wars celebrations here. There's a lot of different kinds of costumes. Very inventive female costumed Star Wars fans. I wanted to kind of catch one or two of them, maybe ask them a few questions about our upcoming show. But anyway, that is kind of where we're at. And what was that? What? Oh, no. No, no, no. Stop. Give me a... Hey, what's going on? Hey, who? Hey, who's on the phone?
Oh,
who is this?
This is your buddy Bill, and you just took the phone away from
you,
Jeff.
What are you doing on the phone? Who else is on this line?
We got a whole bunch of people. Who is this Yahoo, Jeff?
What, this Jeff Roney guy? He's got a potty line? What's happening?
We're just
having
a little,
something that's what? I don't want to talk to you anymore. Listen, I am here at the MGM studio. Does MGM even exist anymore?
Who are
you?
I
mean, really? Who am I? I'm Tony.
I recognize the voice. Oh, Tony. Tony, how did you get out of Philly or wherever the heck you were, New York?
Philly? Get out of here. I'm from New York, please. And you need to mute one of your phones there. Just trying to tell you. But anyway, I'm from New York. I come down here to the Star Wars weekend, you know, because they got, you know, hopefully they're going to get some chicks in the brass bars. That's nice, you know. I'm all for that. I'm a fashionista, you know, if you understand what I'm saying. But that my favorite character, I just want you to know, is Darth Maul. But actually, I like his sister, Strip Maul. She, you know, she does a lot of interesting things, you know, to make a few extra bucks. And the way she swings those sabers, boy, I'm telling you, you can get a crowd going. And I'm looking for Strip Mall. I don't see her down here, but, you know, maybe she'll show up. But Florida is a weird place because it's hot. And when I say hot, I mean the devil don't even come here, you know? I mean, it is just miserable hot. I mean, I think roaches float away on little pieces of whatever, you know? They got to get out of here. It's too hot. And on my way over here, I was driving down, I don't know, you know, what kind of roads they got here, but they kept asking me for money. It's like poor people in these shacks, you know? And they said it was a toll. Can I have a toll? $1.50, $12.50. I spent so much money, I had to leave my car by the side of the road. I had to walk here. I had to walk the rest of the way. Do you understand what I'm saying? I had to walk over. Hello, is anyone on the phone?
Well, yeah,
why don't you just look at the subway or a bus?
Story there, Tony.
What am I doing?
We're fascinated by the story.
Oh, well, fantastic. Let me continue then. So anyway, I had to leave the car off the side of the road, and I had to walk all the way. I'm through swamps and this and that. I mean, I found Jimmy Hoffa, Elvis. It was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. And I finally got here, and I realized I left my wallet in my car. It was a mess. I was arguing with people. I mean, I'm telling you, but this place is big. I mean, it's Roseanne Barr big. It's big.
Oh.
I want to tell you, it is really, really big. I didn't say
Tony,
any other names.
Tony, is that the best you could do, Roseanne Barr?
Well, they, you know.
Could you bring us a reference from the 90s at least, if not this decade?
Hey, who asked you? Is this my time to tell my story? So anyway, I decided to find a place to stay, you know, and there's a lot of nice resorts around here, you know, the Coronado Springs, you know, they got all them hotels, the Polynesian, but there was one that was a low-cost one. It was the 3 Mile Island Surprise Resort. Now, I checked in, you know, and it was kind of like camping, so they give you, you know, they give you a tent and this and that, so I'm setting up my tent. They didn't have any running water, so I'm drinking out of the lake, see? And so to make extra money, because remember, I told you I left my wallet in the car. Remember, I told you. So then to make extra money, I decided to start doing some little nighttime treks. We did some armadillo walks, you know? Go find the armadillos. Go find... Hello?
Armadillo walk.
Okay. Go find the deers, you know, go find, you know, whatever, all these things. So anyway, one night, you know, I drank a lot of water. I had to, you know, go. It was a weirdest thing because things were glowing in the dark after I drank the water out of the lake than it was before. I wrote my name in the dirt there, and we saw it the next night, and we saw it the night after that. I think I got a problem. I think I should probably not have drinking the water from the lake. 3 Mile Island. Ah, I see. Well, no wonder nobody was staying there. I mean, I thought I had the place to myself. I felt like a star, you know? I thought I was Paris Hilltrap or something. I was really feeling like I was a movie star or something. But anyway, that's just kind of the beginning of my trek. And then, you know, I came over here. Now, I love the Star Wars area. I do. Have you ever been here? The two people that are here?
Yes,
no.
On the I've
phone?
Been there. I've been
you
there.
Have been?
I've been
oh,
there with my
are you,
husband.
Are you, are you Jeff Roney's wife?
I am.
You are the smartest one of the two, I got to tell you. And the better looking one. I've seen that Jeff Roney. He's not good looking.
Yes, he is.
No, no, no. You got to close your eyes to be around him. No, he's not very good looking. But you,
he's like a shape
on the
woman.
Other hand, I got to tell
no.
you, if you weren't with him, I'd, you know, I'd swoop in there, you know.
That
okay,
might be
anyway.
I don't know.
Well, I got to tell you. My buddy Bill the Bob, what's your name?
You can call me Bill.
Okay, Bill,
call me Bill,
have you ever been to the MGM studios?
I have not. I'm looking forward to hearing more about it from Jeff.
Have you ever been out of the house? Do you have a color television?
I use the color television in lieu of going out of the house.
Who's Lou? What are you talking about?
Lou's what we call the Johnny, the indoor plumbing.
You know what? You're confusing me. What was I talking about?
You were talking about the Festival of San Juan, which is also going on down there in Orlando and other places.
Now you are trying to confuse me, and believe
true.
Me, it doesn't take much. But anyway. Oh, I know what I was saying. Over in the Star Wars area, there's a big AT-AT. Do you know what I'm talking about, an AT-AT? There's not an Echo in the phone. It's a vehicle. It's on four legs. It looks like a kind of looks like my aunt. She's got a back problem. She's crawling around. That's not nice. I don't have an aunt. Anyway, it looks like an elephant kind of, you know, four legs. But anyway, water shoots out of the front. Now, see, I didn't know this, but I guess they have, like, what T-shirt contest three times a day over here at the Star Wars area in the MGM studios. I keep waiting. You know, I got my dollar bill swinging, you know, and everything. Nothing ever happens, but I keep hoping, you know.
Now, I remember in the movies they had the AT-ATs. I didn't see them using the water cannon. Maybe on Hoth that would, you know, freeze and it would hurt the rebels by encasing them in ice or something?
You know, I bet you Strip Mall hangs out over there. I got to go back over there and wait for Strip Mall because, you know, I'm telling you, the water and the
Well, you know,
Darth
Maul had a very diminutive understudy as well. He was cut out of the movies.
I don't know. Oh, Mini Mall? That's
yeah.
true. He had a small part. That was a pretty good joke I came up with right there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Anyway, listen, you are boring me, and, you know, Mrs. Roney, keep me in mind. I will. I need to go. Here comes Jeff. He was in the bathroom or something. Got to go. Goodbye.
Bye, Mr. Rigatoni.
What in the...
Hey, Jeff, you've got to put a lock button on your cell phone. Rigatoni was on there, and he was regaling us with armadillo, wet T-shirt contest things. I'm not sure.
Well, I think he scared off Tony G, too, because, you know, Tony G just came back.
I was worried about that.
We're gonna walk some more. Not that we haven't walked already. But, so no one's still showing up. You know, people love my shows.
We have someone else. We just had someone using one of our guest passes drop by.
Oh, excellent. Hello,
one
guest
of our fans.
Pass 7. Okay, what I'm going to try and do is get a costumed guest or two to talk with us.
Oh,
and
that'd be great.
And I don't think they can sue us much for their voice.
Well, unless it's recognizable and it causes a scandal because they can't, you know, say they're at work.
Oh, it's still loud over here. Let's go back the other way.
But it's Saturday.
That's true.
We'll find someone to try to coax them over by like a water fountain or a restroom or something. That won't make them worry. Hi, we're two visitors.
Going, walking. We're walking now. Where's a Jedi when you need one?
You should use a mind trick.
I did see a New York female Jedi. It was pretty funny.
How do you know she was from New York?
Come on, Tommy, hurry up. Hurry up. You're walking too slow. Darth Maul is leaving. Come on. Don't you want to meet Darth Maul? He wants to meet you. Look, he's red. He's angry. Come on. Hurry fast. Maybe he'll give you one half of his lightsaber. I mean, with half a lightsaber, he could just wipe out, you know, just a bunch of people. It's crazy. So anyway, yeah, that was exciting.
Yeah, and this is Gunther Maul. Yeah, the Teutonic Deutsch Dark Jedi Master.
Yeah, okay. Now, that help. Don't get mad. There was a midget Jedi in a wheelchair. I'm just telling you.
Yeah,
okay, this guy. I know. Okay, hold on.
Those of you joining in, we are live from Orlando, Florida, okay. The MGM Studios. The
I'm here with
Star
Jedi,
Wars.
Your MGM Studios. And your name is?
Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan. Excellent. You fit the part perfectly.
Thank you.
Now, have you been here every day?
Just this weekend.
Okay.
Here, and I've been here for 3 years, and every year I come.
Okay.
Try and make it at least one weekend out of the month, maybe
cool.
Two if I can.
A lot of people come up and take pictures with you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
A lot.
Get a picture.
Okay, I'm going to get a picture, yes.
Yeah.
How hot does it get in the suit?
Very hot.
Okay.
Very, very hot.
Do you kind of take some time off?
I go and take a Jedi break.
There you go. Everybody.
Turn my lightsaber up. Things
okay.
Like that.
All right.
Go to eat, cool down, drink some water.
Good.
Be back at it again.
Good. Do you kind of hang out here, or do you?
Yeah, I walk around the whole park trying.
Okay.
Trying to get around the whole park. It's hard to ride any rides with this on.
I know.
Course,
yeah. Okay.
Hey.
All right. Well.
Does he ever use Jedi mind tricks to get people
to
pick
him?
Hi, Tony. Zoom me up here. Yeah. Okay, really quick, all right. We got it. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Okay, all right. Well, we're doing some things over here now. Good.
So you got a picture to prove you were there, huh?
I did. Yes, I did. Now the guy's being swarmed. He looked pretty good. He had the beard and the mustache and all that. All right.
Now, Jeff?
Yes.
I was wondering if perhaps maybe he wouldn't be want to mention it, but does he ever use Jedi mind tricks to get people to either take photos with him or to shy away from photos?
I don't know, but he was rather serious.
Well, I mean, you know, Jedi masters, you know, they have to have some sort of discipline.
Could you hear him okay?
Oh, yeah, we heard him beautifully.
I think he was from South Tatooine, the southern part.
I'm thinking so, too.
I want to find some of those Jedis from North and South Dakota, you know.
Now,
oh,
there was
the force, the balance is what we're looking for here, yeah?
Well, there are many Hispanic Star Wars fans here today. I don't know many. There you go. Tony's one of them. So we're represented. Now, there was a couple of costumed people I wanted to find, too, so...
So, as you're looking around, what kind of costumes are the more popular ones?
Jedi, definitely. Just oodles of Jedi. So
it would be terrible if, Sidious figured that out and sent someone in to eradicate them.
Okay, what's happening over there? Some stormtroopers, too. But obviously that costs more.
Well, it costs more and plus with the heat. Right now, according to weather.com, it says 92 degrees out there with 30
Yep.
be.
So it's kind of it's kind of interesting because all the characters that they have from the park also have a wrangler with them too, so keep everybody calm.
That would be a fun one to find out. You know, what's the character wrangler like? Do you ever have to hog tie them?
Oh, they're serious and they have sunglasses on and they'll just keep everybody back or keep them in line. So
you should give one of them a hot foot or goose them.
Right. Okay.
Oh, kid. Are there any scared-looking or upset-looking kids around we could interview?
No. No. Let's see. I think there was down one street there was some more stuff over here, too, so...
Well, as you're could you describe what you're seeing? Any interesting buildings or food stands?
Well, it is odd being the creator of Tatooine TV, being in a replica of Tatooine, actually. It's kind of really surreal, the whole podcasting live, recording on an iRiver, walking through this area. So,
now, do you
yeah,
see,
there's the
do
youngling
you see
here.
Owl? Do you see Big Al's used car lot anywhere?
You know, I think so. I think Big Al's close by. I think it's this way. Okay, we have a... So we're walking through New York Street, and I think they just let out the stunt show. So.
Singing.
Yep.
Can you sing along for us? I can't hear the words.
I want people to stay on the line. Come sail away, come sail away, come sail away with me. There you
go. Six. Great.
Yeah.
That's when I think of Star Wars and pop music from the 80s, I think of Styx. Or Katrina and the Waves, or Adam Ant. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Let's see here.
Can you
let's
hear the music
down
here?
Yeah. One more time? Hello?
My neighbors want you to know that they have pump and bass.
Okay, if we see one more thing, that's fine. Otherwise, you know, they're vacuuming here. And they get them to come over to the house sometime and do it for free. It's a big machine there.
They're vacuuming. Did a Rancor rip something to shreds? Is that what they're cleaning up?
Yeah, they suck up all the sand. All right.
Maybe while you're looking, Tony could share with us some of his impressions of the day.
Oh, no. Tony ran away. They have security trying to get him. He was making, you know, bad comments.
That's a great noise.
Yep.
Well, now, was that something being ripped apart by a Rancor?
Yeah, I think so.
See, now, that's what I wanted. That's what I wanted. I want unhappy
here it is.
Kids.
Yeah. And we'll kind of slow down and just be a part of it.
Wow.
Yeah, you don't get that every day. Well, maybe if you work here.
You know, I think they should have more of that on the DPN. You know, more you know, exposés on unhappy children in the happiest place on earth.
Well, it's all about making magic happen.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think he'll be all right now. Hopefully his mom will be too. Oh, well.
How's she looking?
Well.
I mean, pretend, how about this? Pretend you were me so I could get the experience. Not that Jeff would think the thoughts you're going to express.
Yeah, man. Well.
Okay, never mind.
Okay. Yeah, the drama is now subsided.
So out of the costumes that you've seen, were there any of the Slave Leia's out today?
No. There was actually a number of Princess Leia in the A New Hope get-up.
Wow.
The white thing with the belt.
Well,
so.
I guess if they made it with a good enough material, it wouldn't be too hot. It is white, and it is a summer. But,
yeah.
But I'd figure, you know, for the cooling factor.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
But not the outfit from Empire Strikes Back on Hoth. That would be wrong.
Okay, so is this is this more interesting than an insurance seminar or less? I mean, kind of gauge me here.
Well, the good news is you're not trying to sell us anything. You're not telling us about the videos and books we can buy.
Okay.
And how much more we'll get out of this when we go to the next seminar. So
okay.
I really appreciate that. And we've got lots of great crowd, you know, background sounds to use for future production.
So the ambiance is there, but, I mean, it's probably a little crackly.
No, actually, you sound really good on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, I'm going to take one more kind of a swoop and see if we can't talk to one more person.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to visually describe, use words to describe something that we can't see.
Yeah,
because we can't see it.
It's a virginous time for me here, so.
For those
of
you that are joining us in progress, you're listening to the Ronies on Radio Chat, a live, interactive podcast being broadcast from Orlando, Florida, and Orange County, California. Simulcast. You can hear more of our shows at Wait, is that enough W? That's probably too many. Whatever. You know how it goes. RoneyZone.com. RoneyZone. All sorts of goofy stuff there. Serious and funny.
All right.
Funny.
Let's, Tony's got to tie his shoe. I do not want him to trip. That could be a liability I do not want to take on.
Oh, sorry about that.
I almost got run over by this guy.
What's the stroller count like today? I noticed last time I was at Disneyland that the stroller count was pretty high.
Yeah, actually the EVU count is much higher here, obviously.
EVU?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Electronic vehicle something.
Oh.
It's what old people ride in. It's kind of a stroller for old people, but it runs himself.
Man, someday I want one like with its own air-conditioned bubble and a built-in porta-potty system and maybe like a little cooler for beer.
Mm-hmm. Cattle prod, DVD player, yep.
Yeah.
Nothing? Okay, good. Okie dokie. We have a lady who looks like she is of the Muslim faith, and she is covered forehead to foot, and it must be very warm in that wheelchair. It's really all I can say about that. Another screamer. We got a screamer. I guess that's what we could play is follow the screen.
Now, at the Orlando Wet and Wild Park, if you make it there today or tomorrow, they're doing the a big celebration for the Festival of San Juan, which is a Spanish holiday. And they're going to have nonstop music and food. And
you are going to sell that Festival San Juan if it kills you, dude.
Well, you know, the Orlando Visitor Center was talking about things you could do in town this weekend. And the two big ones were the Star Wars weekend and that
All
festival.
Right.
So
here
I wanted to make
go.
Sure that the Orlando Visitors Bureau gets their free plug. Lots of interesting stuff on their website, I guess.
Excuse me, hold on.
How you doing? I'm doing a live podcast. Would you mind answering a few questions, or you're hesitating? They'll be fun questions. They're not going to be serious. Okay.
They will. Managers will do it.
Okay.
So honestly, they will?
Oh, boy. Yeah, we're going to get kicked out today.
Oh, excellent. Maybe you'll meet up with Borat in the Disneyland jail. Disney World.
Maybe.
What? They just they're afraid of being on the podcast?
They might be afraid of what it is. They might have thought he said cattle prod.
Okay, let's see. How you doing, Kim?
What can I do for you?
I'm doing a live podcast.
Okay.
Could I ask you a couple of fun questions?
A couple as long as they're quick, sir.
Okay, all right.
Why not?
Are Star Wars fans
better
informed than most other fans? Do they ask you more questions, less questions? Just trying to gauge these weekends.
They ask educated questions.
Okay.
They actually know what they want to know.
not just random question.
More people here, you'd say, Star Wars weekends than most, or is it just...
A different crowd.
Okay. Do a lot of people... I mean, do you feel sorry for the people coming in costume?
Oh, costume.
Sweat?
Okay. I come to work in costume every day.
All right, there you go.
Cool.
All right, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
All right. Bye, Kim.
Okay.
Now, what was she dressed as?
She was a manager. She had a white shirt on, and it said Kim, you know, and in small letters underneath. Probably not my real name. You know. But, yeah, man, people get real nervous, man. Real.
You know,
what am I doing? What am I doing? What am I? I'm not going to. Who is this? What is this? It's funny.
You know, it's funny because, you know, you'll see them walking around on their cell phones everywhere discussing,
mm-hmm.
you know, their internal, you know, gastrointestinal issues in
mm-hmm.
public. But as soon as you pay attention, I'm like, what? No, this is private. But then why are you discussing it in the checkout line at Thrifty, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's funny, too, because it's like MySpace. You'll ask anybody to be your friend.
Yeah,
anybody
to be
your friend.
Show me your sexy picture.
Well, see? But in Facebook, I mean, or no, not Facebook. It's
LinkedIn.
It's LinkedIn. They're like serious. They're like, where do I know you from? Who are you? It's like a dating service. Like, look, I want to date you. Just be my friends and give me a job if I ever get laid off from this one. Good
well, you know that happened to me the other day. I actually got an invitation to be friend with a fairly senior person in the company that I work
mm-hmm.
for who I do not know.
Right.
And so my first reaction was, well, I don't really know you. Should I add you my friends? I said, but if I diss this person who's this high up the food chain, will I be blacklisted? Or why is he doing this? Wait, who works for him? Oh, these people. They could cut off my internet access. I don't know. What do I do? So, of course, I'm like, be my friend.
Right. Now, okay. We're here in front of Sounds Dangerous. Now, I mean, this has been here a while, so I'm not going to spoil anything. Just picture in your mind playing scary sound effects with the lights off. Better yet, close your eyes and then play stereo sound effects, you know? I never understood this this thing. But anyway, that's
bang.
All.
Knock, knock. Ring, 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 like that?
Yeah. So. Right.
Those are my sound effects.
Okay. I think we're coming to the end because I'm kind of running out of material. A woman just put a phone between her breasts in her shirt. Just telling you.
Just telling you. I mean, if the silicon squeaks, I guess it's good to share with the doctor when it happens.
Well, I don't know. Just keeping you abreast of the information.
You're such a boob.
Oh, boy.
You know, that's the sort of stuff that you should be Twittering.
Yeah. Well, all right.
I guess it would be neat if you found someone who was doing, like, wiping down a bench or sweeping up some trash, and maybe ask them what they feel about the Star Wars weekends and the kooks and the costumes.
Well, all right. This is, I think we have proved our point beyond the yeah. So, that's it. How long did we go? 45 minutes?
Oh, it feels like forever, Jeff.
I know.
It's been roughly 39 minutes.
39 minutes. All right.
Yeah.
But anyway, excuse us. We will end this here. And thanks for everybody who showed up. Thanks, Tony G. I think I'm going to get him out of this heat, and we'll get something or whatever.
Get a cool beverage.
Chit-chat.
Make
yeah,
sure you're hydrated.
Great. And get something. But anyway, thanks, everyone, for showing up, and I believe this worked. So that is all, and I hope it sounded okay. It definitely sounded like it sounded okay. So it all worked, and I want to thank my illustrious part of the other part of the crew on the other side of the nation for getting us started and coming in. And so, anyway, Mr. William, take us out.
All right.
You need to with the stuff.
I'll take us out with all the official stuff. You've been listening to the Roni Zone being broadcast from Orange County, California, and live on site in the field from the MGM Disney Studios in Orlando, Florida.
Which is ironically also Orange County.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
We have dueling counties of the orange going on.
Yes.
You know, that reminded me of something we could talk about some other time, is the difference between Florida citrus, like grapefruits and oranges, and California citrus, because I find that there are some differences. Compare and contrast, talk amongst yourselves. So after this show is over, or while you're listening, please visit us at RoniZone.com for more about upcoming and past shows. We're the Roni Zone. We strive to entertain, inform, inspire, engage, and sometimes enrage as we explore diverse topics and varied views across a wide spectrum of society. Talk.RoniZone.com. You can always join in live, interact, chat, text, speak. Have a good time. Send us email at RoniZone@gmail.com so we can hear about things you want to hear about and views and feedback about our shows. Thank you very much for joining us, and until next time, peace.
See you.
Any final words, Snoop?
See ya.
All right, that's it. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.